When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
These are. You've seen the frustration overlaps with the chronic cessation. He is now into the gangster mode.
Now I'm just light. A victory light. Victory light.
You get a light. Special edition, you know what I'm saying? We got Amber Rose in the building. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Yo, this is great. This is fire. I love when things just happen organically.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And we met at Questlove's game night. Shout out to Questlove.
Yes.
Fire event. He just gets a mixed bag of like everybody in the world.
Totally.
And just throws them together. And then you meet cool people, you know what I'm saying? That you know, but you don't know. And now I know you, which is great.
Because right.
I sat down and everybody was playing Jenga and Clue and shit. And you sat down and I was just like, listen, I know you from Philly. I know you know how to play spades.
So right. I was fucking it up in Uno.
You fucking it up in Uno?
Yeah, period.
Just clearing niggas in Uno like crazy.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, she got it. She got it.
No,
so that photo that's on the Instagram of you looking, it looks like you're looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
You're really looking at my hand and I'm staring into space because I'm on like blunt number 12. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and we just so happened to be at the same table. It wasn't like,
right.
it was just organic.
Yeah, it wasn't assigned seating.
No,
it was like,
not.
Just sit whoever you feel comfortable with.
Yep.
And you was like, I'm going to go sit next to the motherfucker with the shiesty.
Yep.
Rolling blunts.
Yeah. I felt like home, man.
So, yo, let's talk about that because, like, yo, I'm from the Bronx. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I love Philly, you know what I'm saying, as a city. Talk to me about, like, you know what I'm saying, coming up in South Philly, like, and, like, any type of, like, kind of, like, dreams you had, you know what I mean? Because when I was coming up, I never thought, like, yo, you're going to be a comedian, you're going to be a writer, you're mm-hmm. going to do all this stuff. You know what I mean? It's like, when you grow up in the hood, it's kind of like, your dreams are limited to, like, a certain thing.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to be the illest bus driver.
Right.
In the Bronx, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, that
or work at the post office, something that's, like, a really good job.
Hell
something
yeah.
that you look forward to, like, yo, if I can get a job at the post office, crazy.
Yo, what? That's why I always say, like, I tweeted out yesterday, somebody posted a picture, and it was a girl in scrubs,
mm-hmm.
a woman in scrubs, rather, with the Coke bottle shape, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
With the Crocs. And somebody wrote as a caption, like, yo, if you see Shorty on the train, be careful. She's dangerous. And I was like, what are you talking about, bro? I was like, this is a Bronx fiance.
Right.
I'm like, yo, period. Shorty got a good job.
Yep.
She got insurance. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
You feel me? Like, yo, Hatiti La has used an EBT card. You know what I mean? When
period.
We got to go buy some shit. You know, like, this is living.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, but coming out of that, like, you see so much more. So talk to me about, like, that come up. You know what I mean? And what you feel was like, yo, I'm in the hood.
Yeah.
Now I got a foot in another space.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say initially, this is really, really crazy. I grew up in the 90s. I'm 40, right?
Oh, so, shit. 83.
Yeah, 83. Yeah.
That's a good year.
Yes, it is. So I saw a lot of people in Philly that were HIV positive or had full-blown AIDS in my neighborhood and stuff like that. I became obsessed with HIV and AIDS. And, you know, when I was younger, I was just like, I really want to be like Dr. Fauci and study infectious diseases. Mm-hmm. Like, that's ultimately what I wanted to do. I was just obsessed with anything. So, like, I know it sounds crazy, but, like, when the pandemic came out, I was just like, I wish I was on the front lines. Like, that was, like, a dream come true for me to be on the front lines. And if I was a scientist, my life took me in a different way. So that's really what I wanted to do, like, when I was younger, growing up in South Philly. I just grew up kind of American poor. Yeah. You know, single mom. My dad joined the military when my mom was pregnant with me, and they shipped him off. I mean, he was gone a lot in Germany and stuff like that. Yeah. So I didn't see him often until I got older. And yeah, I mean, typical, like, you know, the Bronx is, I lived in the Bronx, typical hood shit, yep. You know, lugging all your clothes in a trash bag to the laundromat. Corner store, bacon, egg, and cheese. Work. Yeah, exactly. You know, just hood shit. And that's the shit that I know, I relate to, I lived it. It was most of my life, so.
So let me ask you this, on the hood tip. Newport shorts or hundreds?
Shorts.
Shorts?
Yeah.
All right. Listen, that's how I know you had a little bit of change, because I was buying the hundos, because I was like, yo, this is a pack.
They didn't pull the same.
They didn't pull the same. I was saying that shit like the Matthew McConaughey meme. I was like, I was stressed.
Or you would like died halfway out and then light it later.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I was walking around smelling like an ashtray.
Nah, it just didn't hit the same when you relight it. My friends used to do that. They used to get the hundreds and then dye it out and then smoke the other half, like, you know, in a little bit. But it just didn't hit the same.
That should have you smelling crazy. Yeah, I didn't even realize.
It smelled gross. It was worse after.
It's worse than just the smoke.
Exactly.
Like, yo, ew, nigga, you put this shit on ice?
I know. Like, I can't believe I used to smoke Newports. It's terrible.
Bruh. And then when you see what's in that shit, I'm like, my motherfucker, you smoking fiberglass?
Yeah. No, I remember just trying to find quarters to get chicken wings from the corner store. They used to be a quarter back then.
And that was the meal.
Yeah.
You get four wings and fries. Yep. Four rings and rice. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Fry them hard.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Let me get the dollar bag of fucking fries.
Yep.
Get the hot sauce in that motherfucker. Shake it up.
Exactly. You know salt, pepper, ketchup, hot sauce.
That's it. And that was a meal.
That was it. Yeah, it was a good meal. Two of them chicken wings was big as fuck.
She said, yo, that was the shit. I'm like, how come
I wonder how much they cost now. I haven't had chicken wings. I haven't had a corner store. Like Chinese chicken wings and rice in years.
Yeah, but it's crazy now. That should be breaking my heart.
That's like, probably like what? Like $12?
$12
yeah,
type shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
I figured.
And they gas it like, yo, it's organic chicken. Like, nigga, no, it's not, bro.
No, it still got the feathers on it like on, it did back in the day. Fucking hard ass feathers getting fried and
fuck
shit.
Out of here. Like, you lying to me, man. You just chopped this motherfucker up in the back.
Yep. Like, yes, they did. That's so funny.
So, like, at what point did you say, like, yo, I know I got something. I'm going to maximize it to get up out of here.
So I used to give out autographs on the bus. I've done it like several times because people would just ask me. I wasn't nobody. Nobody knew who I was. But people would be like, you're going to be famous. Let me get your autograph just in case you become famous.
Like that?
Yeah.
And was it like everybody? Was it like dudes trying to holler?
No, it wasn't every. No, it was like older people, like older men and women, like not anyone my age, because they, you know. But yeah, it was like older, like uncles and shit like that. Not my uncles, but they would just be like, "Can I get your autograph? I just feel like you gonna be somebody one day." And I feel like, oh my God, I'm uncomfortable. And they be like, nah, just let me just go. I wonder if they still have it. I think about that often. But
she's on eBay right now, 15 bands.
No, crazy, right? When I hit 12 years old, I had a growth spurt. I was 5'9 in sixth grade. And I was like, and everybody's like, you should be a model. And I was like, I don't know. And then I started coming up, taking the train to New York. And then I finally got signed to Ford Models out here when I shaved my head. Because they kept telling me no. All the agencies told me no. And I shaved my head and I came up one day and they was like, I got signed.
It's a look.
Yeah, that's how I got started. So I got started by Ford Models. And I wasn't a famous model at all. Like, I wasn't even getting really work like that. And then I got discovered again in New York to mm-hmm. do music videos.
Right.
And I had an ego because I'm like, bitch, you know how hard I fucking worked to get in a modeling agency? Like, right. You want me to go do music videos? Like,
fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here. I'm not doing that shit.
I ain't doing tip drill part two.
I'm a real model.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
You know, and I feel like I work for that, you know? But I was like, fuck it. Because they were like, you get your flight, your hotel, all expenses paid for, and you get $1,000.
$1,000. Oh, so free vacation.
Yeah. So I was like, all right, cool. I'll do it. And then my first video was I put on for my city, yeah, Young Jeezy. And then I did vacation with Young Jeezy. I had a wig on in both those videos. And then I hit the girl up and I was like, you know, I kind of got a buzz cut under this wig I've been wearing. Do you think the next video I do, like, can I rock my buzz cut? She was like, I don't know. I got to talk to the director. So it was a Chris Brown and Ludacris video. And she sent it to Chris Robinson. And he was like, yo, fly her out. And that was the first time I went to L.A. And I was just like, I cannot believe I'm in L.A. right now.
Right? And that's some crazy shit.
Yep.
Walk me through it. Because, like, I know my first experience in L.A., like, I'll never forget it. You know what I mean? Because you feel like, yo, this is where the shit happens at. You know
what I mean? Facts. No, it, like, I mean, it was in the summer too. So it was just hot and I saw the palm trees. And then, you know, I'm like, Rihanna was there with Chris Brown. And this was a long time ago. Yeah. But it was just like celebrities everywhere. And Rihanna was nice enough to give me a picture back then. And it was just cool. And then after that video, there was all these hair forums online that was like, who is this girl with this short haircut in this video? No one knew my name. So I was like Googling myself, you know, back then.
Bald,
I'm like,
shorty with the bald.
Exactly. In the Ludacris video, like, I'm trying to see what people are saying and shit. I'm all excited. Yeah, I wouldn't dare Google myself now. Like,
yo,
not
me neither.
Hell no.
See some shit. I'm like, how did you know that?
Right.
Like,
exactly.
What the fuck?
So yeah. So then from that video is then when I got discovered again by Kanye, and then the rest is history from there.
The shaving of the head, that was just like, ah, fuck. Or was it like, yo, a strategy?
So I wrote this in my book, How to Be a Bad Bitch. This, the first chapter is a vision. So you have a vision of yourself, execute the vision. And I knew that I wanted a shaved head. I wanted to wear black ass shades. I wanted to look like a fucking robot. That's what I wanted to look like. And I was nervous because, you know, I'm a girl, you know, and shaving your head is a big deal as a woman, you know. And I went to the barbershop. And I was like, just go straight down the middle because I don't want to turn. I don't want half my head. I don't want to do that. Go straight down the middle and fuck it. If it don't look good, I'll just grow it back, you know? Yeah. And my hair is naturally dark. So I cried, bro, for like a week. I was like, fuck, I can't believe I fucking did this shit.
What'd I do this?
Yeah.
Your head feels weird.
I know. It was just,
like, yeah. After I cut my cornrows off and I was just like, damn.
Yeah, I was like, fuck. And then.
You touch a scalp.
Yeah. Like, and then I dyed it blonde. And I was like, oh, this is it.
That's when it hit.
Yeah, this is it.
That was the vision that you had from jump. And then you seen it and it was like, yo.
And I did it.
Executed.
Yep.
To the fullest. Yep. Wow. That's ill. So you wrote the book, How to Be a Bad Bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're in every corner of media, it seems like. You know what I mean? And it's like, was that on purpose? Or was that like, yo, I'm just South Philly hustler. I'm going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever's out there, I'm going to go get it.
Yeah, I feel like I definitely would have been in survival mode for many years, just hustling and shit, you know, trying to make it happen. I think that when you become famous or you have that instant like fame, it doesn't translate to money. I think that's a misconception. People think that just because you have fame, you have money. And I did not. I did not have any money. Even though I was with someone that had money, I personally did not have money. And I still have my mom. You know, I have brothers. I have family. Yeah. And so that's when I became an entrepreneur, because I'm like, okay, now I need to dip my hands in everything and figure out how to make money now.
Right.
Because I'm no longer the Ford model or the video girl. And now I'm something else. And I don't know what that is, but I got to figure that shit out.
But you know what it is? You was one of the first people, and I talk about this shit all the time. It's like, in this like media environment that we in now, you can't just be, yo, I'm a comedian.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm a rapper. You gotta be a brand. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I feel like you were one of the first people where it was just like Amber Rose.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what is she gonna do? I don't know, but she's gonna do something because it's Amber Rose.
And I always say that. Not that I want credit for that, because I didn't do that on purpose, but I definitely was the first girlfriend turned famous turned entrepreneur, for sure. With no rap career, no acting career, no nothing. So now, then Black China came after, and then, you know, and we not Nepo babies like the Kardashians. They came from
They got money.
Yeah, they had a head start.
They had the runway built in already.
Exactly.
You had to build your shit yourself.
So then it's like the Jadas, the Aries now, the other girl. So it's cool to like watch the girls, you know, make all this money and become entrepreneurs themselves. And to think that I was the first is cool.
And that's a fact.
Being the first is hard. I ain't gonna lie.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like that, yeah. it's a lot of like, you know, now people are looking at you like, yo, this is the archetype.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is how you do it. You know right. what I mean? This is how you get in and just make it shake, bro, mm-hmm, like mm-hmm. by any means. But you in every corner of media, mm-hmm. is there something that you prefer? You know what I mean? Like, are you like, do you like to sit down and write? Do you like to do stuff like this and just have like candid conversations?
Yeah.
Are you more like because you jumped in with music with 2 feet now. Like now you out here with the music shit.
Yeah.
Where it's like before you had access. And you did some things, but it wasn't like, yo, I'm going to drop a fucking double LP. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right,
like,
right.
I'm going to do this shit for real, for real, for real.
Yeah.
Like, why now at this juncture? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm 40, we 40. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't want people to take this the wrong way, but I think people of color think 40 is old. And these white people and their bands are still on tour at fucking 70, 80 years old. And no one blinks an eye. And if you're a rapper and you're 35, it's like, oh, it's over. Oh, it's over for Drake. It's over for Drake. It's a rap for Drake. He's 35. And it's like, he's still putting out great music. Like, white people don't do that to their rock bands and shit. They still go see rock bands. The Rolling Stones can still go on tour. That motherfucker's like 80.
And make a bag.
Yeah. So I'm not living like that. You're not finna tell me I'm too old for nothing. Yeah. I'm going to do what I want to do.
And was it more like a, yo, I got a lot more shit to talk about now?
Yeah, I'm not dead, bro. I'm not on my deathbed. Like, there's shit that I want to do and no one's going to stop me from doing that. Yes, technically I'm 40, but I feel like I'm 25.
We ain't get it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
nah,
you're
shit.
Not finna put me in a box.
Nah, hell no.
No.
Like, I turn 40, motherfuckers is like, yo, bro, hitting you with the yo.
Nah, I mean, I ain't gonna lie, my back hurts sometimes, you know?
Yo, that's a fact. I'm like, yo, listen, I'm not asking for the first class ticket because I'm bougie. I'm asking right. for the first class ticket because I don't want my knee to lock up.
Exactly.
When the plane lands, shit, you know? Got a little arthritic patella and
nah,
shit, you know?
For sure, for sure.
We get to that age, man. But like, medically speaking, you know what I mean? Like, what is other stuff that you doing to take care of yourself? You know what I mean? Because like, mm-hmm. I know I took a hard left, but like, that's yeah. how my brain works. It's just
no,
ADHD,
same.
Pop, 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 pop.
Yeah.
Because I started going to the doctor now more frequently. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And just talking to the motherfucker more. Like, I got a relationship with the motherfucker.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave, what's up? You know what I mean? Like, and any little thing, I just go in and I'm like, yo, you know what? Yo, Dave, man, yo, the other night, man, I got up to pee in the middle of the night. And it took a long time. I was like, you remember Austin Powers when they unfroze the motherfucker?
Right.
And he was peeing for like 2 hours? That was me. Do I got to get my prostate checked? And he's
right.
like, yo, my man, you're 40.
Relax.
He's like, he hit me with the relax. He's like, yo, that's like 55 plus, my
yeah,
dude. Like,
yeah.
chill out. Like,
I did the
good.
Same thing to my doctor. And she's like, you're 40. Like, you don't have to. But I'm like, you know, my dad had throat cancer. He's adopted. I don't know his family lineage.
Right.
I don't know what they got going on over there, you know, that lives within him. And she's like, you got time.
You're good.
Yeah.
You're good. Yo, shout out to all the doctors that do that when you go
like,
for your
40. Relax.
Like, yo, relax. Be your 40. You're not 89.
Exactly.
Like, we're chill.
But again, that goes back to what we were just saying before. Like, we are only 40.
Yeah.
We still have our whole lives ahead of us.
Yo, shout out to Super Producer Victor. He blew my mind when he said this shit to me a while ago. He was like, yo, there's been more medical advancements in the last 15 years than there has been in the previous 150 years.
Right.
So shit is moving fast.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
what I mean? By the time
yeah.
we like 70, there might be some shit that's like, yo, take this vitamin and you'll feel like you're 38.
Yeah,
and
you want to live to 130?
You know what I mean?
Take this.
Dick gonna get hard, pussy gonna get wet, you know what
right.
I'm saying? Everything's gonna be going crazy. Yeah.
yeah.
You know
well,
what I mean?
There's women having babies at like 70 something.
That's wild.
It like...
That's
crazy.
Ill. That's fire, but it's also terrible because like you 80 talking about, yo, come here.
Yeah.
Get off of Fortnite.
No, I know. That poor baby is going to be raised by like its siblings or something. Yeah,
for real?
Yeah.
Yo.
Hey, it's your girl Amber Rose and you're listening to Victory Light. We'll be right back.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
So, two kids, you know what I'm saying? I got four. Let's discuss this parental life shit, because I want some pointers, you know what I'm saying, if you got any for me, and vice versa. You know what I'm saying? It's a two-way street. Because I got three boys, 12, 10, 8, and my daughter is 6.
Okay.
And then we shut it down. Like, you know what I mean? Snip, snip, everything.
Y'all was going crazy.
We're going crazy.
Yeah.
Like, and nothing, and I can't even use COVID as an excuse. You know what I mean? It was just like, you know, I was just fucking.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, they cut your cable off. I don't know what happened. But it's... it's crazy to me, because now they get into the ages where they all got very distinct, like, personalities.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, yo, you're the sports kid. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You're the one that wants to watch football on Sunday and, like, eat nachos and shit. You're the one that doesn't give a fuck about sports. You want to be, like, building stuff. You're the one that's, like, want to be, you want to rap and DJ and play basketball.
Right.
You want to do everything that's cool.
Yep.
You know what I mean? My daughter, she wants to be the next Simone Biles.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So it's just like... they're all into such different things, man, and it's
hard to juggle.
Yes,
that's I mean, I have two, and it's hard to juggle.
I was like, how do you manage that? You know what I mean? Also, being who you are, you know what I mean? Because it's not like you a fucking plumber.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Yo, my hours are 9 to 5, and then the rest of the day I got to dedicate to my kids. Or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Like when you're in this industry, it's like you know, everything shit is shaking around a lot. So how do you, I mean, find that balance?
So I don't have a nanny, and the only reason I don't have a nanny. It's because my kids don't want to be with no fucking nanny. They want their mama.
Yeah.
And I can't just pawn my kids off onto somebody that I'm paying. They're not going to go. Like, my kids are just like, I don't want to go with her. I tried. They're just like, I don't want to go with her. I want my mom. So I'm like, cool. You know, I'm not going to be like, no, just go with her. Like, I got to step up and do what I got to do, right? Also, my dearest best friend, Joseph, that's Uncle Joe.
That's Uncle Joe?
Yeah, Uncle Joe. He helps me out a lot when I'm like, okay, I got to go do this. Like, for example, if we were in LA right now, I'd be like, Joe, can you go get the kids from school and shit while I'm doing the podcast or whatever? He's on the list. They know him. You know, they feel safe.
Right.
But other than that, man, it's just me. It's just me.
It's hard. You know what I mean?
I don't have no family like that, you know, especially in LA. I mean, it's just,
LA
it's
is
me.
Crazy.
It's just me and Joe.
Joe's holding a lot of water right now. Yo, shout to Joe. Listen, I'm the firm believer of, like, it takes a village. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and that village could be 2 people. It could be 10 people. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, having that support to me is so necessary, yo. Because, like, yo, even as a parent, yo, I love my kids, yo. I love them to death. There's nothing I wouldn't do for them.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, and I'm sure you can relate, at some points you just like, yo, my man. yo, please.
Yeah.
Like, yo, give me a second.
No,
bro.
I cannot take a shower by myself. I can't use the bathroom by myself. I can't brush my teeth. I can't no time to myself. I got two boys in the bathroom with me with their iPads, like, mama, 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 mama. I'm like, what?
Yo, I'm out here trying to get this Chipotle out, B. You're fucking up my phone. Like, like, come on.
Jeez. I'll be like, oh my God. Y'all boys don't give me no privacy, none.
And they're new kids, bro. They're new. Like, yeah. It's like a new, like, species of kid. Because, yes. Like, when we was same age, when we was kids, it's, yo, I want to go outside and hang out with Tata and fucking Kev.
Yeah, we
outside. The lights come on. Yo, get the fuck inside.
Yep.
All right, I'll be inside a little bit. And you stay out for another 4 hours.
Right.
You know what I mean? Until your mama fall asleep or whatever.
Yeah.
But now it's like they want to be inside the house.
They do.
Getting them outside the house is a fucking, like, yo, please leave the crib.
I know.
What is your kid's, like, I don't even want to call it an addiction, even though it might be. But, like, for me, my kids is on that PlayStation so crazy.
Yep, PlayStation.
Crazy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like, just, and then I was mad at it at first. I was mad because I'm just like, bro, you're just sitting there, like, doing a lot of nothing.
Right.
But then I realized, I was like, bro, this is the new playground.
It is.
This is the new basketball court.
It is. I try to get my kids out, though. I really do. Like, yeah. I'm like, leave the iPads here, the phones, all that shit. We going to the park.
That's it.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna run around, you gonna skin a knee, motherfucker.
Yep.
You gonna fall off the monkey bars.
Yeah, you're gonna go play.
That's it.
You're gonna go play. And then while they're there, I'll bring, like, the water guns, or, you know, we'll get ice cream and stuff like that. But yeah, y'all finna be outside.
Oh, man. I feel like our kids would fuck with each other. They're crazy.
Yeah. Nah.
Yeah, I have some wild boys at the crib,
yeah,
man.
Well, the good thing is, too, I'm in L.A., so it's usually always warm.
Warm, yeah.
To take them out, like, even during the winter.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Right now, I'm looking at the window at the pool cover like, damn.
I know.
It could be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, my neighbor, these motherfuckers got bread. They got, like, I'm, like, little R money. You know what I'm saying? They got the capital R rich, and they're like, yeah, we just run the heater. I'm like, motherfucker, you running the heater in the winter?
Oh, in the pool.
In the pool? Like,
yeah.
That's crazy.
I
like,
know.
Oh, you got money. Like,
we've done that plenty of times.
Yo, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Shout out to you, because I did it one, and I was just like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, I got that bill.
Yeah,
like,
that bill's crazy.
That shit gave me the fucking,
I know.
Oof. Nah, I had to take some Tums after I seen that shit. That shit was crazy. But, you know, being in LA,
mm-hmm.
do you just kind of, like, fall into situations? Because, like, I feel like this just happened, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, organically, it's like,
yep.
Yo, what's up? Yo, what you doing? Yo, come through. And you're like, yeah, well, I'm out there.
It does happen like that usually.
Just be Erewhon and shit, like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, getting a smoothie. I think, so I was talking to Joe and Larry, my team over here, because they know me. They're with me every day. And they always say, like, every time they talk to somebody, like, after we leave, they're like, oh, Amber's so nice. She's so cool. I thought she was going to be a bitch. I thought she was going to be a cunt. I had no idea she was so cool. So I think that's what happens a lot with me. People assume that I'm a bitch. I don't know, maybe off my pictures or... Did you assume that I was maybe a bitch?
Nah, I just think it's the general perception of, like, yo, if you a baddie,
mm-hmm.
if this dude's shooting their shot all day,
yeah.
you kind of have to develop that, like, you know what I mean? That defense mm-hmm. mechanism of, like, yo, fam, I don't got time for you, B. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Like, man, I'm on the bus, my G. I'm just trying to get to work. You know
okay.
what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
get the fuck up out of here. So... I didn't think that would be the case for you, but I think the case with good-looking women, generally speaking, like, it's like, yo.
They just, they assume that I'm a bitch, but I'm not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not like that.
And I realized that shit off-rip, bro, because
yeah.
when we started talking, I was just like, oh, nah, like,
mm-hmm.
she's cool as fuck. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, there ain't no stushness here at all.
No,
like,
no.
This is
it's funny. It's
around
funny.
The way, girl.
My friend, she, I sent her a picture because I made a bowl of cereal, right? It was like Frosted Flakes with bananas and strawberries. And I was like, this is what I'm eating right now. So she put it on her story and she was like, Amber makes the best snacks. Mind you, she's all the way in Oakland, right? People assume that we were like together at the time. So she puts it on her story, adds me, Amber Rose. She said, Am, do you know how many DMs I have for you from verified accounts that are trying to talk to you? So I'm like, nobody hits me. Who the fuck is hitting you? Like, and she's like, is this for, you know, I ain't gonna mention
yeah,
no names, but
no.
it's like really big fucking people, right? Cause she's like a director, so people know who she is.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I was talking to Joe and I'm like, why doesn't anyone hit me? Like, no, my DMs are so dry. No one hits me, but obviously people are, you know, they want to hit me, but they hit my friend instead. So I'm like, maybe people really just, they're scared of the rejection.
That's what it is.
Or And so I'm just out here lonely, bro. Nobody hits me up.
Yo, hit him up. But don't be nervous. You know what I'm saying?
They're just scared of me, I guess.
Because I've read that you said in interviews, like, I ain't got a type. You know what I'm saying?
No, I
like,
don't. I'm no, just I date about, white like, men, Asian, Korean, Spanish, black. Don't matter.
Don't matter. Just the vibe. Like,
you know, just the vibe. Just the vibe.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yo, that's crazy because it's like I was saying, I feel like people would assume, like you're saying, that you stush or whatever and try to back channel this shit. Like, yo, let me ask a friend. That's the classic. Yo, my man want to talk to you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But it's so weird because I'm
modified
like.
Modified for 2023 and shit.
I'm literally gagging because then I'm going to look and I'm like, okay, none of these motherfuckers follow me. They don't follow me. Then I go through, you know, I go to their page and see if they messaged me before and I maybe missed it. Nope, nothing.
Yo, that's so ill because like. I do another show with Melo, and he talks about narratives and how like people would say, yo, Carmelo Anthony don't play defense. You know what I'm saying? He's just a scorer, but he does play defense. But the narrative follows you.
Yeah,
you know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
So people develop like an image and idea of who you are in their head.
Yeah.
And then they go off of that instead of going off of
like, I don't know
you.
Why. I developed this reputation. I'm like, if you look at my dating history, I was in long-term relationships my whole career. Like, right. I wasn't like fucking people.
Jumping
like,
off and shit.
No, yeah. I mean, I will say that if I was at a restaurant, let's say for an example, and someone was in there that I don't know, never met or whatever, the next day they'll be like, Amber and so-and-so were at this restaurant together, and it's just not the truth. So I think that people may have seen that and, you know, back then I'd be like, "This, I don't know him. Like, I never met. He was with his family. I was with mine, whatever.
He was in different sections.
Exactly. But for the most part, yeah, I've been in long-term relationships. And these men are terrified of me, Mira. I don't know why.
Chill, y'all are buns, bro.
They're terrified
of me. Get it together. Like,
it's so weird. Not that I'm looking for nothing, but it's just interesting.
So growing up, like, I was the dude in my crew or whatever. They were like, yo, you light-skinned motherfucker, man. Go holler at the shorties. You got the braids nice. You know what I mean? You got the bottoms shining.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I was 175, you know what I mean, with the abs. So they would send me out there and be like, yo, there's 10 girls over there. Be it's 10 of us. Go holler at them. Be like, yo, y'all want to chill? Y'all want to, you know what I mean, go to the park, drink, whatever. And I just realized, I was like, yo, this shit is like baseball. Because I played a lot of baseball at the time, too. I was like, baseball, if you go up there and you get a hit 3 times out of 10, you're the man. You're right. A Hall of Famer.
Yep.
So I was like, I just applied that shit to like life. I'm like, yo, if I go talk to Amber, what's the worst that could happen, bro? She could be like, nah, I'm not feeling you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
or I'm in a relationship
or whatever it is.
Or just no.
Yeah. I think motherfuckers think like once they get rejected, like a sniper's gonna appear out of nowhere.
Yeah,
like, pow, like, yo, life is over.
It's
like,
crazy.
Like, nah, fam. Like, just
it's
talk.
It's so crazy.
And it's ill to me too, because it's like, you know, you want to give people like space too. You know what I mean? Because again, 83 babies.
Right.
When we were coming up, if I see you at the store and I don't know you from a can of paint, I'm still going to, yo, what's up, man? Yo, listen.
Yeah.
I'm Mero. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Nice to meet you. What's your name?
See, that's what I miss. Yeah. That's what I was telling Joe. Like, you got to think, okay, just think about my life, right? No one hollers at me. It's been 15 years. No one talks to me. No one talks to me.
We going on 2 decades. Nobody hollering.
Like no. And anyone that I have ever dated, it was like something like this. I met them in a setting where it was like, you know, and then they, nice to meet you, hit me in a DM later. Hey, it was nice to meet you. You know, it's never like I'm walking, you know, like, I don't know. I'm from Philly, right? So I remember just walking down the street and somebody grabbing my hand.
Yo, ma.
You know, I miss that. Like, yo, grab my fucking hand.
Yo, that's ill. Because that's how I know you old school. Because, like, nowadays you
I
do
need
that shit.
That.
Nowadays you do that shit, you going to jail.
No,
nigga.
Grab my motherfucking hand. Like, I'll let you know if you're doing too much. Right. But that's cute. Like, you know, like that. We used to call it swag. They call it Riz now. But, yeah. Like, that Riz, like, yo, I'm saying, I'm trying to get to know you. I'm trying to, you know, can I take you out? You busy on Thursday, whatever. Like, that even in a DM, if you have to do it within a DM, that's fine. But just be fucking like, I don't know.
A human?
Yeah. Like,
yo, human beings talking to each other?
Is that romantic at this point? I don't know.
I feel like it's like some shit, like some, at this point, that type of hollering is like Shakespeare.
Yeah. You know I just want to feel like, excited you know about what I mean? Something. Like, these men are fucking bare minimum, like, yo, holla at me. Or,
three words
what's
in a DM.
Up? Oh, you beautiful. Like,
I'm like, yo, this is a
that's
fine
why they
line.
All get left on red. The ones that do hit me get left on red. I'm like, ew.
Ew. Yo, what's up? It's your boy, Kid Merrill, and you are listening to Victory Light, you coward. Stay right there.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
You did the barest of minimums, but you could have copied and pasted this shit to 20 shorties. Remember when Instagram had the thing where you could mass text and it would put you on blast? Like,
oh, right.
Yo, you sent this shit to 38 people. Yes. Like, and it's just like, yo, mom, what you doing tonight?
Right.
And I'm like, bro, damn, you put yourself on Front Street.
I know. It's
but it's like, that's the school of hollering I came from. That's why I'm like, oh, I'm out the game. I'm glad I'm out the game because, like, yeah. I don't know no other way.
I know.
You know what I mean? And then with the DM shit is a fine line of like doing the bare minimum and then doing too much.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Fam, like writing 6 paragraphs about, yo, I saw your toes in this picture.
Yeah.
Weirdo shit.
Yeah,
you know
I would
what I
mean? Drag like, my nuts across the train tracks to be with you, all that shit.
Just to smell a fart that you put in the jar. Like, all type of nasty, like, bro.
So gross. So gross.
Yo.
Oh, here's another thing, too, that I know for a fact a lot of girls are looking at, including myself. If you trying to holler and I go to your page and you following nothing but fucking hip hop honeys big booty, big titty bitches, and that's all you're following,
that's it.
It's over. I'm never.
He's not even following his favorite sports team.
No, it's just like, okay. I don't even want to deal with that
it's
shit.
It's just like, yo, my man's following the whole Starlets roster.
Yeah, exactly. It's just too much.
Every star tender in this tri-state area.
It's too much. It's too much. You have no, we don't have common interest at
he's
that point.
He's just shooting, yeah. He's just
yeah,
like,
he's
yo.
Yeah, he's just shooting, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Something's going to hit.
Exactly. Exactly. That's how I feel. I'm just like, uh-uh.
That's crazy, yo. Back in the day when I would do it, you hollering with intent.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I like the way you look.
Mm-hmm.
Let me holler at you and see if the rest of this shit.
Yeah, get to know you. Let's know I mean? Talk. Let me take you out.
You like, feel me? Like, and that was, I feel like now if you do that, it's like, you bum ass motherfucker.
I blame the young bitches. I blame the young bitches. That whole thing that came out, they ain't going to Cheesecake Factory. I'll go to Cheesecake Factory.
All day.
I love Cheesecake
that
Factory.
That man is big as fuck.
Yeah.
You find anything you want.
Crazy. They got all the drinks and cocktails and all kinds
Come
of cool
on.
Shit. Appetizers and shit.
I used to work with this motherfucker, man. And I would celebrate my birthday every year at BBQ's in Bay Plaza.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like the only mall in the Bronx.
Yeah.
The first like 3 years, he came. The fourth time, he's like, yo, why you going over there? Like, you know what I mean? Like, why don't you come down to Soho or some shit? Like, you know what I mean? Throw a party. Like,
because
you know
it's fucking fun. And yeah. I like the ribs.
Yeah. The fucking ribs. Yeah. I like the Henny Colada.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they let me smoke in the back. You know what I mean?
But see, that's because we didn't lose where we came from. Even though we got money now, it's still like that essence. I still want to feel that essence sometimes. It brings me back to reality. Yes. Like, I like to feel that. You know what I'm saying?
Do you give your kids that? Because I try to give my kids that in as much as I can, yo. Like, I try to bring them because my sister's still in the Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
My parents are like, you know, snowbirds. They back and forth from DR to the Bronx, and I'm just, or my crib or my brother's crib. So I try to bring them out and be like, yo, this is real life, B.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I got you up here in Candyland, you know what I'm saying? Where like everything is beautiful and you got a hey neighbor, you know what I'm saying? But like, this is where we come from, you know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Like, this is it, bro. This is how most people live.
Yeah.
You are very lucky, B, to be in a position that you're in. You know what I mean?
Right.
I give him the whole speech.
Oh, Denzel yeah. Offenses. Oh, please. But Bash is like, oh, mom, I know.
I know.
I know. Okay.
But it's real, though. Like,
it is.
I feel like they got to see that, you know what I mean, to appreciate it. So I sent my oldest son to DR for a month. You know what I'm saying? He was
DR's
over there.
Tough.
It's tough. He was out there with my pops. Like, and it wasn't no type of like, it wasn't Punta Cana.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a resort. It was like, yo, you in the trenches, bro, with papa. You know what I mean? You chopping down
platanos. I couldn't do that.
He was out there. But then he came back and he was just like, he called me like 2 days before he was supposed to come back. He's like, yo, dad. He's like, I'm like, what's up? He's like, you having a good time? He's like, yo, I'm having a great time. He's like, yo, but the Wi-Fi is fucking trash.
Mm.
I was like, yo, motherfucker, when it was me going there,
right. There
wasn't no Wi-Fi.
Exactly.
Like, I was climbing trees and like,
ain't no fucking Wi-Fi. We had Blockbuster Video.
Hello.
Fucking,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If it was lucky and shit, we that Blockbuster night was like, yo.
It's so much fun.
We got $5.
Just the smell of the popcorn and candy. Ooh. And the cartridges.
Come on.
Just the smell was so good.
You got the new movie in the red box.
Yeah.
Yo, you gotta bring that shit back in 2 days.
Yes.
It's a hot title. Yo, you gotta bring this shit right the fuck back.
Yeah.
But yeah,
so
nah,
good.
Like, so you think that is Bash and Slash, are they absorbing? I mean, Slash is a little baby, but like, is Bash, like, is he absorbing that? Like,
no. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
Because it's not working on my 10-year-old.
No.
Avery's like, no, get the fuck out of here, yo. Like,
well, I would never send my kids to Philly. I couldn't.
It's like the Chappelle skit.
No,
like,
yeah, they would have culture shock for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
So they're like born and raised like LA.
LA, born at Cedar Sinai in Beverly Hills. They go to private schools.
Yep.
You know, they go to schools with all celebrity kids.
Welcome to the good life.
Yeah.
Yep. You're welcome. You
hit
them with
exactly.
that? You're welcome, motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I got it out the mud.
Yep.
So you can live like this.
Yeah. 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 Like, Bash has sleepovers at, like, house.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So, like, that same shit happened to me. Like, I don't want to blow these dudes up because they're very sensitive about, like, yo, don't put me on where I live. But I live in Franklin Lakes now.
Uh-huh.
And that's where they started the whole Real Housewives franchise.
Oh, okay.
So all them people, I go to the supermarket and I'm like, oh, shit, that's the, this guy tried to bite my fucking nuts. Fucking guy. That's him right there.
Yeah.
That motherfucker's ordering, like, yo, let me get a half a pound of fucking prosciutto. You know what I'm saying? Like, that motherfucker's there fucking... Every New York Giant that ever played for the New York Giants is there. So then I go to the fucking field to coach my kids' peewee team, and I think I got it down. Like, I'm playing Madden every night. Like, I know the plays, blah, blah, blah. Then I pull up, and it's fucking, like, the McCourty twins and fucking Cole Beasley and this motherfucker. And I'm just like, damn, bro, like.
Yeah.
Damn, this was not. The motherfucker that was coaching me was volunteering.
Right.
And he was like the fucking the nigga slicing deli meat at the fucking bodega. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was the one that was teaching me like the triple threat and shit like that. That and like my uncles and shit. But now our kids got access.
Crazy access.
That shit that we couldn't even have dreamed of.
I know. It blows my mind sometimes.
Like,
it really does.
So ill.
Yeah.
So like, got to.
Yes.
That's it. You done?
I'm done. I'm done. I'm so done.
I'm so done.
No. Ain't no baby is growing in this body. Mm-mm. I'm so done.
Talk to the men out there. Because I don't think they realize what it's like. What gestation. I'll use the medicinal gestation is like.
Well, I'll say this. For me personally, I suffer from hyperemesis, which is, it feels like food poisoning 24 hours a day for 9 months.
Oh.
It does not go away. So that's what my pregnancy is like. So the first trimester, I'll lose like 25 pounds because I can't eat. I can't even drink water like that.
Oh, you know, say water again.
No.
she's fucking for real. She's in that shit with two O's, nigga.
My son be telling me to do that. It's so funny. I'm really, really, really fucked up. So when I was having Slash, I had to prepare myself because I'm like, okay, I know that 9 out of 10, this is going to happen again. So I need to have everything, you know, ready to go as far as like the Zofran, like the...
Yeah.
The...
Anti-nausea shit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That don't really work either.
Nope.
It'll subside it a little bit, but... So it's pretty terrible for me. But I know, girl, like my friend China, she pops out babies. She don't feel shit. No sickness, no nothing. This bitch is doing backflips and shit. I'm in the bed dying.
Yo, you just took me back to a memory. You just unlocked a memory in my brain.
Uh-huh.
This is 2014,
mm-hmm.
maybe. It's the VMAs. You and Black China.
Mm-hmm.
Red carpet.
Yeah.
Accompanied by two people.
Yes.
And
that was Joe.
Joe was there. Oh shit. Joe's here. Joe's in the building. Make some noise with Joe. Y'all, you know what I'm saying?
Woo! Joey.
Yeah. So I'm right behind y'all.
Shut up.
In the like seating arrangement.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like brand new to TV. You know what I'm saying? Like I just got to MTV this a little bit of Wild 'N Out, a little bit of God Code. You know mm-hmm, what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But in my head, I'm like, bro, I write. Like this shit is my destiny, B. I got to get, now all I need is the face. Like I need motherfuckers to know this face.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, oh, this is great. I was like, yo, Amber Rose is sitting right there. You know they're going to pan to her. You sitting right off to the side. I'm thinking like technically, you know what uh-huh, I mean? Like Kobe uh-huh. watching game film type
okay.
shit. You know what I mean? Like, yo, how are you going to get camera time? Da, 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 da. And then I remembered, I was like, yo, you high motherfucker. I was like, look at what they're wearing. And that's when you had the whole slot, and you had the you know, the game plan, da, da, da,
yeah,
all the
yep.
slur shit. And I was like, shit. I was like, I ain't gonna get no camera time sitting behind these motherfuckers, man. God damn it. I was like, they ain't gonna pan over here not even once.
Yeah, no, we killed it that night.
Yo, and I don't know what the fuck. I said something to you, but I was so twisted, I don't know what the fuck I said. And to this day.
Shit, I don't remember.
And you don't remember neither. So it's gonna live forever in like the mystery.
Let me ask you a question, because sometimes, this is how crazy I am. I will wake up 3 o'clock in the morning in a cold sweat and be like, why the fuck did I say that back in 2015 to one person somewhere?
Yep.
And it haunts me.
Yep.
Because like maybe I had a little too much to drink and I just said something stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And then like years later, I'll just wake up and be like,
oh shit.
I wonder if they still think about it. I feel so fucking stupid. Why'd I say that?
I be feeling shit about a lot of things.
No,
like,
me too.
Like, I wake up and I'm just like, yo, damn, like, yo, you punched this dude in the face, man.
Oh, shit.
Like, shit. And now he follows you on Instagram. Like,
that's crazy.
Why is he following you? You know what I mean? Like, he likes your shit, but he never comments. Like, damn. Like,
damn.
And then you go back, you're like, shit. And then, especially now, you know what I mean?
Where right.
It's just like, mother, he might pop up and be like, yo, he robbed me and he's a bad person.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Listen.
And it's just like, yo, that Pepsi commercial's out the window. Like,
right.
It's a rap. Like, you know what I mean?
He, yeah, like that.
He's
quick.
A horrible human being. Like, da 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 da. And I'm just like, nah, bro, we was just in the trenches, like playing Manhunt.
Yeah,
and
right.
And you was in the wrong
sure.
place at the wrong time, bro. You used to gotta
that
get dumped
shit don't
up.
Count. Anything before the fame don't count.
Yeah, nah.
When it comes to shit like that.
Come on.
Yeah.
We was playing Knockout in the Hood. That they put that shit on the news in like 2018 or 19 or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
The kids running around just knocking people out indiscriminately.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
And I was like, bro, we used to do that shit in the hood like in the 90s.
I don't remember that. That was pretty terrible when I saw that.
That
was
crazy. But like my shit was like when we did it. Like, I'm not trying to make this shit sound honorable, but when we did it,
it's
it was like
other kids.
Yeah. It was like the biggest motherfucker you could find.
Yeah.
They're
like doing it to like old ladies
and shit. That's corny.
Weirdos.
That's corny.
Yeah.
But yeah, we was doing all that shit, bro. Playing knockout, shooting each other with Roman candles and mm-hmm, shit. Like mm-hmm. all this type of wild shit. So I'm just like, listen, before I was performer known as.
Right.
None of that shit counts, bro.
No, it don't.
I was broke as fuck.
Yeah.
In the trenches, bro. Just like in survival mode.
Yeah, it's funny because I tell my friends like in LA that are from LA, they want to hear all my stories of me fighting back in Philly and shit. And they're like, okay, so tell me like, all right, so tell me another one.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, y'all never fought out here? Like growing up, like I have scars all over my hands from fighting. Like,
yo.
And I didn't want to fight. Like, I wasn't like the one that was like, all right, looking bitch. Like, yeah.
Square up, bitch.
But it's funny because I'll tell them, like, in Philly or probably just the East Coast, if somebody don't like what you got on, they want to fight you.
Straight up.
You know, I don't like your fucking outfit, bitch. I want to fight
What's
you.
Up?
And I'll be like, oh, let me all right,
here we go.
Let me get the Vaseline out my backpack.
Wrap the doobie.
Yeah, I gotta wrap my hair up and shit. You know, like all right, you know.
You ain't about to pull my hair.
And then you beat them, and they're like, oh no, I want another round. Fuck that, I want another round.
Like nah, take your L, keep it pushing.
Then you get jumped. It's the whole thing.
I got hit in the back of the head with a ball peen hammer one time.
Oof.
You know what I'm saying? Getting jumped.
I got jumped by a girl, her cousin, her boyfriend, and her auntie.
Oh no!
Yeah,
no.
Fuck me up. I was lumped the fuck up. My hair was all falling out. Everything.
But you know what? I tell my kids all the time. I'm like, you need that so that you know, yo, we can scrap, bro.
Yeah.
Cause you ain't gonna kill me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like the worst is I'm gonna get lumped up.
But
I look
now,
like a big
nowadays,
potato.
There was a bunch of kids that jumped a kid and he died because he got kicked in the head the wrong way.
Oh man.
So you gotta be careful. You gotta, you know. You just got to be careful. And honestly, I look at my kids and I'm like, I don't ever want them to fight. I don't want them to fight. You know what I mean? I'd rather them have a boxing class or something,
right,
get
right.
hit like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So you know what it feels
but,
like.
Yeah, yeah. You can get hit like that. But and also, I have two boys, so they be fighting each other all fucking day.
I was about to ask, because, yo, my three boys, they like fucking...
They fuck each other up.
Like, yo, three little, yeah, like a crackhead selling pit bulls on the side of the road, and they just fight, biting each other in the little box.
Yep.
That's them all day.
Yeah.
Yo, you motherfucker. They'll be playing with each other on their little PlayStation in the same crib.
Yeah.
And they'll run across the hall to go in the other room, punch him in the face, and then run back to his room.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, why the fuck did you do that, bro?
You let your kids curse?
I do. In
the
crib.
Me too.
In the crib. Because I'm like, yo, listen, it's all respectability politics. I'm like, yo, you could talk freely in the crib.
Yeah.
I just want you to talk to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I don't want you to think like, yo, you can't come to me and tell me something because
Same.
Of the way that you're saying it.
Yeah.
If you mad and the way it's coming out, it's like, yo, fuck this motherfucker, man.
Yeah.
I punched this kid in the face in school because he said my mom was this and da 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 da. And I had to fucking hold my shit down. And I'm just like, okay, cool. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm the
great.
Same way.
Thank you for telling me.
Hey, it's your girl Amber Rose and you're listening to Victory Light. We'll be right back.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
I'm the same way with my kids. My kids have freedom of expression, right? They know not to curse in school. They don't ever. Like, right. No teacher, they're always like, oh, they're so pleasant. They're good boys.
They're joy,
you know?
In class.
Yeah, they're amazing. I'm like, well, okay. But yeah, I let them have freedom of speech, right? But it's funny. So when I talk to my friends on the West Coast and my friends that are from down South, it's unfathomable. But I'm like, on the East Coast,
it's regular.
I just feel like I was allowed to curse when I was a kid. As long as I didn't curse at my mom or like curse her out or be like fucking bitch, which I would never.
Yeah, nah,
but I always had like freedom of speech to be like, mom, this fucking bitch around the corner, bro. Like I could say whatever I want.
Yes.
And my mom be like, what bitch? Where are we going?
Yep.
Where she at?
That part. You know? Shout out to Mom Dukes. Cause so, yo, that made you more
comfortable. But it's so normal on the East Coast to let your kids just curse because it's not a thing.
It's not a thing.
No, it's not.
They be, yo, you roll your window down on the highway, bro. You're going to hear 20 motherfuckers cursing at each other.
Right.
Hey, get the fuck out the way. I'm fucking, yo, I'm driving here. It's, like you said, East Coast,
it's
Northeast
normal.
Type shit.
Yeah.
And then, to me, the added bonus to that is like they feel more comfortable around you.
Right.
So they'll tell you what's going on.
Absolutely.
They're not going to hide shit from you. Yo, I had sex for the first time.
Right.
Da 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 da. Yo, I smoked weed. I did this. I did that. You know what I mean? Like, I tell my son all the time, I was like, yo, I ain't going to lie to you, bro. I've been smoking weed since 13 every single day of my life.
Right.
And you know that. Because when you walk past my office, you know what I mean? It smells like a Christmas tree is on fire.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So he knows. You know what I mean?
No, it's like, I tell my kids all the time, I'm like, as long as you tell me the truth, you will not get in trouble. I don't care what it is.
Yep.
I don't care if I told you not to do it and you did it anyway. Still tell me the truth and you won't get in trouble.
That's
I promise you.
We gonna
and
work,
they do.
We work it out. We gonna work it out. But I promise that you ain't getting no ass whooping.
Nope.
I ain't taking your shit away for a million years.
Yep.
Like,
I want to know everything.
Everything.
Yep.
A to Z. Put me on. Yeah, nah, I'm the same way. Shout out to you, because I thought I was like, yo, I'm just doing this,
no,
this thing
here,
my
bro.
Way.
No, we here, bro. We here.
All right,
we
cool.
Here.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because a lot of people, I'd say that shit around other dads and shit, and they like, I mean, oh.
No. Well, listen, at the end of the day, I know I was cursing at fucking 10, right? I was outside with my friend, and my favorite curse word was chicken shit.
Chicken shit, yeah.
When I was a kid, I'll never forget it. I don't know why it's so cringe, like, thinking about that now. But yeah, I used to be like, fuck this, fuck that, whatever. And my mom always told me that. Tell me the truth no matter what. So when I tried weed, I said, Mom, I tried weed with my friends. I feel like I'm floating. I don't feel well. Like, I don't know. I'm really scared. Like, you know, put me in a shower, you know. Took care of me.
Yeah.
I didn't get in trouble because I told her the truth.
Right.
You know, so I want my kids to always be able to talk to me.
Come to me, man. If all I got to say to you is, he needs some milk. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
Yeah.
Speaking of Philly, and speaking of parents and not, you know what I mean, not having that comfort with your parents, I was allowed to curse, but my parents is immigrants. So you could drink all day, starting from the age of 3.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But once you start smoking weed or doing anything else, it's like, yo, nah, my kid is a junkie. I'm a graffiti kid in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm doing a little bit of everything. You know what I'm saying? I'm putting a little in the weed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm up. I'll never forget this shit. I'm up. Throg's Neck Houses. Shout out to Throg's Neck. Smoking dust on the roof. My sister chirps me, yo, where you at? Because we got to go home together. Because she lied saying she's going to be
crazy.
With me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So she could get out the crib.
Mm-hmm.
And I lied and said I'm going with her so that my mom doesn't think I'm smoking dust in the projects.
Right.
So, and we both went to do our own thing. So she pulls up with her man. Yo, get in the car. I'm going to take you home. I'm so dusted. I'm like, I don't even know where I am. I feel like I'm walking through puddles of mud.
Uh-huh.
I go down to the car. He's like, yo, her boyfriend Felix. He's like, yo, get in the car. Nigga, what the fuck you doing? I'm like, yo, I am in the car. I'm sitting on the sidewalk. I'm sitting outside the car on the sidewalk. I am in the car. He's like, yo, what the fuck?
Mm.
It's like June.
Okay.
I got a North Face jacket on.
Oh, no.
I'm so shook about my mom seeing me in this state that I put the hood up and I zipped it. So it's like all you see is like my eyes.
Shit.
So we get to the crib and my sister's like, yo, you dumb motherfucker. Like, so I'm like, yo, just tell her I'm drunk. Just tell her I'm drunk. We get there. She's like, yo, he just drank like a whole bottle of Henny to the face. I don't know. Like, yo, it's crazy. So I go in the fucking thing and I'm just sitting there. And you know, dust, you just zone out. You just like, yo, like a zombie.
Mm.
My mom's looking at me and she's just like cursing at me, pushing me and shit. And I'm just like one of them fucking punching bags that just comes back to you.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like, yo, I can't. I was like, yo, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't have history repeat itself with my kids.
Right.
If I see you come home zooted, yo, what'd you do? What was you on?
Right.
Let me know so I can walk you through this because I've been there, done that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You know, the one time that I smoked weed, I never smoked ever again.
And you were like, yo, this shit was too much for me?
No, I never smoked ever again. I never tried a drug in my life because of that one bad experience.
Ooh, that's crazy.
Nothing. Mm-mm.
That's wild. I've had some bad trips, but I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna keep going.
Yeah. I couldn't do it. I was too scared.
I would try it again. So you got, not like I said, all corners. This is a comedian callback. All Corners of Media, got the album, got the podcast. Talk to me about the podcast. Like, what's the what's like the general, like, you know what I mean, like vibe? is it specific to one area, or is it just like, yo?
Yeah. So I'm talking all things controversial and interesting to me.
Right.
So it's not necessarily celebrity driven, mm-hmm. unless you are a celebrity that's, you know, looking into aliens or,
right.
you know, come from a family that was like polygamist or something, you know, things like that. So,
interesting shit.
Yeah. My last two episodes was Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Shout out to him.
Which was, blew my mind.
Yo, what?
Blew my mind. First of all, he was like, zodiac signs are shit. He was like, they're not real. None of it is real. Throw it out the fucking window and put it in the trash. Like, I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, shit, bro.
Yeah, and I was like, does the moon, you know, the moon affects the oceans and the waves, so can it affect, like, you know, how your body feels, like your back or your joints? He said, no, it's all fake. It's all placebo. It's literally all fake.
And he'll just drop that shit on you like, yeah, nah.
No, but it's controversial, right? Because people are really into, like,
oh, yeah,
astrology and gemstones, like, and yeah, like all the stones
crystal
and
energy.
Crystals. Yeah, crystals, I meant. And then I had an interview with Lucian Greaves. He's the head of the Satanic Temple.
Yo, what?
Yeah, and that was, him and Neil's was my favorite. It was really good. It's going to blow your mind when you watch it. You have to watch it.
Oh, no, I'm definitely watching that.
Yeah.
You crazy? Because that's the type of shit I watch at 3 a.m. Like, yo,
yeah.
And I lock in. Like,
so here's the thing. I've been misunderstood for most of my career, right? Even up until now. And I started doing my research on the Satanic Temple. And one, they don't believe in Satan at all. They don't worship Satan. They think he's a fictional character that Christians use to manipulate people into being within their religion, right?
Shit.
So when you think Satanists, you think they worship Satan.
Yeah, like, yeah.
No, it's not like that at all. There's actually a documentary called Hail Satan with a question mark. I suggest you watch it.
Hell because yeah.
It's just really interesting. So they're just atheists. They don't necessarily believe in God at all. But what they do is, Satanists have a political standpoint, so they are right. just atheist. But what they're doing now in the southern states that banned abortions, they're basically saying, they're trying to separate church and state, right?
Right.
Which it was always supposed to be like that
supposed to be, yeah.
in America, but America doesn't do that, right? A lot of states don't do that. So he's basically trying to find a loophole within the court system that if you claim to be a Satanist, right, then you will be able to get abortions down
there. Religious right.
So, yes. So he's trying to find loopholes right. for people to change laws in certain states to help women. And I love that. And I thought that was just amazing because he's just like, we don't believe in state. Come on. We don't believe in God. We don't believe in this red devil that's right, right. like doing, you know.
Like but if we like, don't believe in God, we don't believe in his ops either.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I'm
yeah.
saying?
We don't believe in all that shit, right? But he's like, we're going to say Satanists, right? To create conversation and loopholes within the justice system.
Right.
And so I was like, fuck, man, this is a fucking great ass interview because no one knows this.
Yeah.
No one knows that you guys are doing this.
Today I learned.
It's amazing, bro. I'm like obsessed with the Satanic Temple now. I just think they're doing amazing things. And I know that it sounds crazy, but it's really not. Once you watch the documentary, you're going to be like, I get it.
But that's the hook, though. It sounds crazy. So it's like, it sounds crazy. So you like, oh, let me check this shit out.
And then I'm that person. If it sounds crazy, I want to look into
right,
it.
Right. You yeah. know what I mean?
And I'm glad that I did because they're doing really big things and they're actually really great people. So yeah, they're just so misunderstood.
Is there anybody that you really want to get, you know what I mean? In the, like, anybody, like the realm of like science, music, whatever the fuck, you know what I mean? Like comedy.
I think it's gonna get to the point where
I just put it on myself, y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's no video. But I just put it on myself.
You're more than welcome to come, but I want to talk about some like some crazy shit.
Yeah.
Like we can like dive deep into some science shit.
So we can talk about science shit. We can also talk about boosting because people think about boosting as one thing, mm-hmm. but I always, and Hasan knows,
like modern day.
I always
Robin wave, Hood.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
Because yo, we used to go on runs to like you know Greenwich, Connecticut.
Yeah, West same. Port,
you know what I mean? Oh, mm-hmm. where they don't lock shit up, and whoop. We out of there with all the Similac, you know what I mean? The iron rich shit, going to the bodegas. Yo, what do you pay wholesale for this shit? I'm going to give it to you for under that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now, boom, now the whole hood is eating. There's no Similac shortage. Shorty can, you know what I mean? Like, the same thing.
So, how
with
are
us.
You politically? Are you like far left?
I think, like, yeah, like pretty much. Because, yo, my pops, you know what I mean? And it's funny because I'm going to say, he's always saying, don't say this because, you know, I wanted you to have a good career. You know, because, so my dad and his brothers, my oldest uncle, rest mm-hmm. in peace, was one of the people that was a part of the resistance in the Dominican Republic when the U.S. sent troops over there because Cuba was sending aid to DR. Like, you know, there was like malaria and like, you know, so they were sending doctors, scientists, you know what I mean? Like their best people, you know what I mean? To go help out over there,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? On some solidarity shit, like, you know, Caribbean, whatever.
Right.
And the U.S. ain't like that because the U.S. ain't like Cuba. You know what I mean? They thought, they're going to go over there and now the DR is going to be a communist country and the whole communist scare bullshit.
Right.
So, you know, this is like, you know, the 60s or whatever, fuck. But my uncle, these motherfuckers is out there in like fucking chancletas and shit with like 50 caliber machine guns and shit, mm-hmm. like boop, 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 like shooting at troops. Like, yo, get out of our country.
Yeah.
We had their first like free and fair, like democratically elected president. And then the U.S. government was like, nah, we don't like that dude. Make this dude the president.
Damn.
And then that motherfucker ended up being president until he literally was dying. Mm. You know what I mean? So it's like that type of shit. Like,
right.
You know, so he's very like, you know, like on some socialist type of shit. Like, yo, we should all like this should not be billionaires should not exist. You know what I mean? Like that type of mindset. Like I'm about community. You know what I mean? Rather than self. You know what I mean? Like, I want my community to thrive and prosper. I don't want just me to thrive and prosper mm-hmm. and then get the fuck up out of here.
Right.
I want my neighborhood to come up with me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or my people, whatever it is. So my politics is a alike. You know what I mean? Like, I'm the type of dude, like, if this shit pops off, my shit is like, yo, I'm going to leave that ladder down.
How has that worked out for you so far?
Well, great. You know what I mean? Like, I like...
Like, bringing people up with you?
Yeah, no, 100%. Like, okay. I'm with the people that I started with. Like,
yeah.
Hasan will tell you, man, we've been doing this shit since... Mm-hmm. You know, forever. And Rainey and Liz, they in the mix now, you know what I mean? Because they young, they hungry. I know they talented, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, and then the Maverick to my LeBron, Victor, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
He's like the big brain, you know what I mean? He's just like, yo, we could do this now and make like 1500, or we could push this forward and we all get a bag, you know what I mean? We just gonna have to wait a little extra month or so.
Right.
And it's strategy and shit like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
absolutely. That's what it
is. You keep your circle small. I see you walking in with two people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's a sign of like, yo, you got it out the mud, you know. And I always say this shit. I was like, I don't hate nothing more than extra niggas. I tell people that shit all
this
the time.
For no reason.
But yo, South Philly in the house, South Bronx in the house, Victory Period. Light, you know what I mean? You get a light. Starring Amber Rose, you know what I mean? Thank you for coming through.
This was amazing.
You.
Thank you.
I love this. You know what I mean? Because this is what I want this to be. Just chopping it up, vibing.
So good.
Yo, Amber Rose in the building. Make some motherfucking noise, Amber Rose.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You get a light, volume 2. You know what I'm saying? Victory Light. We gonna keep this shit going, baby. Have a happy holiday.
Yeah, happy holidays, y'all.
Yeah, word. Because we taking a break, me. You know what I'm saying? We gotta be with our babies.
Yeah, period.
You know what I'm saying? Holla.
A Victory Light.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.